Hey, fighters, what's going on? Today, we are Friday the 30th of July. See, all the days run together, don't they? I don't know about you, but man, I'm like, damn. So listen up, my friends. Some of you might not know this, and if you don't know, it's pretty crazy because we've been talking about this like crazy for a long time now, but we're having a kick-ass contractor event in Denver, Colorado, September 22nd through the 24th, called the Mile High Profit Summit. The link's in the description and all that stuff. You can go to thecontractorfight.com and check it out. It's at the top of the page. There's even a pop-up and all that. You can't miss it, all right? So I won't bore you with all the stuff that's on the information page there, but guys, it's going to be some good shit. And I wanted to send this out here today to remind you, number one, I know there's a lot of people that, you know, you get caught up in the day-to-day grind of life. You intend on doing something and you just don't do it. And then you go, shit, I should have done it, right? It's like my favorite meme is the dinosaurs and they're watching Noah's Ark pull away while the rain's falling and things are starting to flood, right? And it's two male and female dinosaurs standing there. And one of them says to the other, oh crap, was that today? They missed the boat. Okay, now they're extinct. See, get it? I had to explain that for you. But anyway, my friends, I want to talk a little bit about why I think you need to be there. And so if you don't know about it, I'm going to tell you about it. If you do know about it, this is a reminder, early bird pricing ends the last day of July. All right, so do not miss that. If you're planning on going, don't procrastinate. But we're closing in a couple hundred contractors that are going to be in the room for 3 days with us. That are going to join us in Denver. And everyone's got their own reason for making the trip, right? That's actually good because when you do something based on your reasons, you're more committed. You know, we're making this event about living a profitable life. It's called the Profit Summit, but it's not just business, guys. It's your mindset. It's your health. It's your relationships. It's your, of course, your finances and all that stuff. I'm super excited because we've got a number of great women that are coming on stage talking about running strong businesses. You know, one of our coaches in the fight, Sahiba, she's, you know, runs, you know, a $5 million painting company. All right. And she's going to share how she does that through loving up on her team and her people and the processes and checklists she has for that to just make sure she's doing her job. I could go into all of the speakers, but I won't. I'm just excited. We have a panel of married couples that are crushing it together in their business. I've got a couple outside speakers from my team that are more of the motivational approach that are going to knock you between the eyes with all the love and intensity in the world. And you're going to come out on the other end, a stronger superhuman version of yourself. All right. So whatever your reason is for coming, guys, get there. Maybe you want to get your mind right. Maybe you want your bank account to get better. Maybe you want your, you know, relationship with your spouse and the way you guys work together in your business to improve. You want to increase your skills as a leader, become a better salesperson or marketer, whatever it is. Guys, we're covering it all here. But I wanted to share in this episode of The Fight here, some other reasons why I think you will get a lot of value by coming to the event. And I'm going to elaborate on some of them. Now, if you're on our email list, you probably saw this a couple days ago because I think we sent it out 2 or 3 days ago. But I'm just going to spell it out here as well for you. All right. So top 10 reasons here that you're going to get from this event. Number one, guys, you're going to meet other FWs, fucking winners. And there's going to be 200 plus contractors from all over the country who are all here to grow and get better. And the cool thing is, you're going to leave your ego at the door. So am I. So is everyone else. And you're going to learn something from each person. You're going to learn something from those of us on stage. You're going to learn from people on the panel. You're going to learn from people out at a meal, hanging out, having a conversation, and stuff like that. I promise you, you will rub elbows. And guys, you're going to get, but you're also going to give. There might be somebody who's listening to this right now. Your business is in the tank, but maybe you have an incredible relationship with your wife. Okay, or your husband. And a conversation that you have with somebody is going to change their life, just like that conversation financially might change your life. Okay, so you're going to meet other FWs. Number two, movement and breath with Chris. Some of you are like, what podcast am I listening to? Don't freak out. I'm not getting all soft and woo-woo on you. Guys, there's a ton of stress running a business. And I've asked my personal mindset coach, Chris Dwyer, to share the strategies I use and he teaches and coaches on to keep my head in the game. And so each day we're starting the day, what we're calling movement with Chris, okay? Morning movement. And it's an optional part of the day. You don't have to go. It's early in the morning, but it's to really teach you how to open yourself up, your heart and all that to the world and deal with the stress that comes with running a business. Number three, you get to spend time with my coaching team. All of the Contractor Fight coaches are going to be there. There'll even be structured time for you to ask them questions about your business, specific things on bookkeeping, marketing, sales, systems, you know, you name it, mindset, all that. Guys, we have some roundtable sessions after the morning movement that I talked about. We have these roundtables where you get to hang out with my coaches. If you're a VIP, you get the Wednesday night reception where you get to hang out with them as well, and this and that, and you'll see them throughout the event. Number four, guys, you get to rock out and get loose. I'm excited about this. I found a really good band who's going to be playing at the Thursday night thing we're having there. And for those of you that don't know, I actually played drums for over 40 years. I used to do studio work and gig, you know, several nights a week. And so who knows, maybe I'll even get behind the kit a little bit. We're going to rock out, just have some fun, cut loose a little bit and goof off. Number five, you could bring your spouse and explore Colorado. We live in a beautiful state here. The Rocky Mountains are here. Guys, this is a 100% spouse-friendly event. This is not a bunch of dudes bitching about customers, pounding their chest about how big their nuts are and drinking beer all the time, all right? This is a real business and life event where everyone's welcome, okay? And if you bring your spouse, your family, I know a lot of people are doing that. You hit the event and then the event ends Friday afternoon. So you got the whole weekend if you want to hang out in the mountains and all that good stuff. Number six, mindset, 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 all right? This is down and dirty, but you're going to leave Denver with a fresh perspective on your business and your life. I guarantee it. I sound like the Men's Warehouse guy, don't I? I guarantee it, but I do. I'm telling you, if you come here with an open mind, an open heart, you put your ego aside and you really, really lean in to the things that we're going to be training you on and speaking about, I guarantee you will walk away a different man or woman. All right, you will be stronger than you are when you walk into our event. Speaking of strength, number seven, strengthen your relationships. All right, it is no secret that your business impacts, touches, rubs up against, dry humps every area of your life. Okay, and sadly, our relationships are put to the test and sometimes destroyed by the health of your business because of the pressures. All right. So again, I mentioned we're having certain panels and people sharing and this and that. But guys, we're going to tackle this head on from the relationships that you have with your employees, your vendors, your partners, your spouse, all the above, with yourself. All right. Strengthen your relationships. Number eight, this one's big to me. Finally, discover what you're really capable of. Okay. Only some truly know how far they were made to go. That's a phrase I think I came up with many, many years ago, at least a decade ago. And it always floats around in my brain that I want to be one of the few people on the planet that actually know what their limits are and how far they can go and how much they can achieve. And if you've been half-assing it in your business for any given amount of time, now's the time to discover what it could look like if you were to play to win instead of playing not to lose. All right? Let's really find out what you're made of, what you're capable of, so that when you look in the mirror, you'd be fucking proud of the human being you see looking back in every area of your life. I can't stress enough, guys, this is not just about your revenue and profit in the business financially. This is about your damn life. Like literally looking in the mirror going, I'm proud of who I am in my head. I'm proud of who I am in my body and my health. I'm proud of who I am in all the roles that I have in the relationships in my life. And I'm proud of who I am as a business owner and the bank account and the impact I can have in the world around me because I'm making fucking money. All right. But sadly, only some know how far they were made to go. Number nine. I don't even want to read this one. Guys, you're going to see a side of me that you didn't know existed. All right. I am so grateful that you've listened to this podcast. Some of you have been listening to it for years, hundreds of episodes, and our Contractor Fight TV and our social media channels and reading our shit online and this and that. I'm so grateful. And you often see a side of me. Maybe you've seen me speak somewhere else before. So nonetheless, however you've been exposed to me, unless this is your first time, you know that I'm usually I guess intense is a word we could use here to describe my approach. And I do that because I'm so passionate. I know there's so much more for you guys to achieve. So I really bring that passion and intensity out. I do it to inspire you, to wake you up, to interrupt the patterns of the wah, wah, wah voices you're hearing every day in your life. And I'm calling your asses out, right? That's definitely a part of me. But what really surprises a lot of people is another side of me. And I'm going to bring that side out in Denver. And I'm going to let my guard down a little and share some things I've never shared before. And I'm actually, this is how I know it's the right thing to do. I'm actually a little nervous, okay, about it, because it's outside of my comfort zone here in the fight. And so I will say that when people come and hang out with me and do coaching here one-on-one in Colorado, or we do Zoom coaching and it's, you know, truly one-on-one, or sometimes people fly into town and they're like, hey, we'll grab dinner, whatever. One of the biggest pieces of feedback I get from people is, man, when I'm one-on-one with you, I can't believe how chill you are, or how kind you are, or gentle you are. And I'm going to bring that out in some ways, you guys, that I think are going to be helpful. Okay. And number 10, why you need to get your ass to Denver. There's going to be some surprises there that you don't want to miss. And there's so much I can't say right now because of the timing of some things. All I can tell you is that you're going to be glad you're in the room. Okay. You're going to be glad you were there. And this is in addition to everything else you're going to see if you go to the description here at thecontractorfight.com or whatever and hit the link about the event. Some of you right now that are listening to this are going, man, I really want to go, but I don't know how I can pull it off. Okay, man, I don't know if I have the money, Tom. I don't know if I can get away from my business for that many days. It might implode with me gone. Here's what I've been telling our community and Facebook and all this other stuff for a while now, because a lot of people are bringing this up. People are replying to our emails that we're sending out with these exact reasons why they can't be there. I will tell you this. This has been my experience, and I've personally, and what I've seen from many, many people. And when I say many, many people, I mean like James, who I interviewed this morning, who will be there on stage doing some stuff. James, in December 2019, was $500,000 in debt, had no money, had no business coming to an event that we put on, and it changed his life. And since then, from December 2019 until December 2020, he 4X'd his income. He paid off $250,000 worth of debt. He rekindled his relationship with his wife, and he also dropped 60 pounds, all right? And so guys, this was a guy doing $1.1 million in business as a GC when he came to us. When he first came to that event, he was only paying himself $38,000 a year. All right. Well, when you take the 104 that he paid himself, all right, in 2020, and then you add on top the $250,000 he paid off on debt, which in my world would have gone to personal income or net profit. Okay, guys, that's over $300,000 there. So he went from 38 grand over $300,000 in 12 months because he found a way to get to an event. Or another guy you're going to hear from, Micah, who at the age of 27 was damn near $500,000 in debt. It's almost a carbon copy of the story, but they both have their own take on it, guys. All right. But the commonality between these guys that I've seen in them, I've seen in myself and this and that, is that when you commit, guys, you don't have to figure out how you're going to pay for it, how you're going to get away from your team or any of that bullshit right now, how you're going to get it. You do not have to figure that out. The only thing you have to figure out right now is, am I going or not? Yes or no. None of this maybe, I'll try, whatever. All right. That's the non-committal bullshit that's kept you in mediocrity. And I'm not just talking about my event. Yeah, I think you need to be at my event. I think it's the best fucking thing that's going to be happening this fall for contractors. All right. But I'm talking like your commitment to your health, your relationships, making money, raising your prices, whatever. A lot of you guys are walking, you're trying to balance between two worlds and not upset the apple cart here, whatever the saying is. And you're not having the results that you want in any area of your life because you're fucking not committing. Okay? So that's my challenge to you as we get out of here today and you head into this weekend and you got like a few hours left to get a ticket to this thing on the early bird pricing, that is. I don't want you to spend more money than you need to. Okay? But commit. That the only decision you need to make right now is commit, because every time I've committed to something, I'm like, I'm burning the boats, I'm in, I'm finding a way, I'm going. A a crazy thing happens. My brain and your brain will then move on to the next problem because you already solved the problem and the issue of, am I going or not? Now your brain and subconscious and the universe and all this other shit will start to figure out how you're going to pay for it, how you're going to get away from your team, how you're going to set them up for success, how this, how that, blah, blah, blah. But none of that problem solving can be solved or taken care of or addressed without making the commitment to be in the room in Denver. So here's what you're going to do. You already know what you're going to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Whatever you felt and thought in your gut right then about this event, that's what I want you to do. Even if it's not come. Okay. Even though I think you should be there. Okay. But the majority of you, you had something in you, a little cell in your body that was like, yeah, I probably need to be there. Then fucking find a way and commit. Get there and then you will find a way. I super appreciate you guys hanging out with me here today. Hit the link in the description or just go to thecontractorfight.com. Get signed up. Do not pay more than you need to. Don't procrastinate. Pull your damn truck over right now. Go to the link, read the page, see all the fire we're bringing your way, and then sign up and I'll see your ass in Denver. I believe in you. You have what it takes. You can do this, but it all starts with a commitment. All right? And let me tell you, one last thing here. There's always one last thing. Be a lot of successful people in this room. However, every single one of them has been in a rough spot and even might be in a rough spot right now in a certain area of their life. So now I don't want you to feel like you're alone. Like this is how I felt with a certain event many years ago that I was going to go to. I'm like, I'm going to be the broke guy in the room, the stupid guy, the out of shape guy, the this guy, the that guy. All right. And I thank God every day that I went to this event and found a way to pay for it many, many years ago, because we would not be here in the fight and we wouldn't be changing lives to the degree that we're changing them if I didn't fucking get off my ass and sack up and commit to going to this event. Okay. I've lived this, you guys, and every growth period of my life, even as successful as I am right now, I still have these moments where I got to sack up and I got to get uncomfortable and I need to make commitments just like you do. And that's all I'm asking you to do is imitate me, imitate the other people that have gone before you. All right. Because I guarantee somebody's going to be watching you and inspired by you a few months from now, because they're going to point to you and you're going to be telling a story about how you made a commitment and you made it happen. So contractorfight.com, Mile High Profit Summit. Appreciate you guys. We will see you in Denver. Travis, rock us out with those guitars.